King Philip's War. When the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth in 1620, they entered a world that was already full of history and culture. For thousands of years, Native American tribes had lived in the New England region, building villages, farming, hunting, and fishing. The arrival of the Pilgrims marked the beginning of a complicated relationship between the English settlers and the local tribes, especially the Wampanoag people. Their story is one of cooperation, misunderstanding, and eventual conflict. Chief Massasoit of the Wampanoag formed an alliance with the Pilgrims in 1621. Both groups saw advantages. The Wampanoag had recently been weakened by disease brought by earlier European contacts and wanted allies against rival tribes, such as the Narragansett. The Pilgrims, on the other hand, desperately needed native knowledge and protection. This alliance led to a treaty that kept the peace for several decades. For years, Massasoit worked hard to keep peace between his people and the growing English colonies. But after his death, tensions increased. His son, Metacom, known to the English as King Philip, saw how quickly the colonists were expanding and feared the future of American Indian lands. This fear led to King Philip's War of 1675 to 1676, one of the most devastating conflicts in colonial America. Thousands of American Indians and colonists were killed. The roots of the war lay in land and power. English settlers were rapidly expanding, cutting down forests, building farms, and fencing off property. For Native Americans, land was not something to be owned in the European sense. It was shared and used communally. The more land the colonists took, the less remained for native hunting, fishing, and traditional farming. The English demanded obedience to their laws, pressured American Indians to convert to Christianity, and treated them as second-class citizens. On top of this, earlier outbreaks of disease had already weakened native populations. Resentment and fear boiled over into open rebellion. The war began in June 1675, when native warriors attacked the town of Swansea, Massachusetts. Soon, the conflict spread across New England. Unlike traditional European wars, which involved organized armies and set peace battles, King Philip's War was brutal and unpredictable. Both sides used raids, ambushes, and scorched-earth tactics. Native forces attacked English settlements, burning homes, barns, and food supplies to starve the colonists and drive them out. Nearly half the English towns in New England were attacked. Men, women, and children were killed during raids. Some were tortured or mutilated as a way to spread fear. Other settlers were taken captive and forced to march long distances. Some captives were later ransomed, while others were killed or enslaved. About 600 settlers, nearly 10% of the male population, were killed. The New England economy was badly damaged, and colonists lived in fear for years afterward. Colonists, in turn, formed militias and, with their American Indian allies, destroyed enemy villages, killing as many natives as they could, including women and children. One of the most infamous events occurred in 1675, when colonial forces attacked a Narragansett fort in Rhode Island. Hundreds of Narragansetts, many of them women and children, were killed or burned alive. The scale of destruction was immense. The war ended in 1676 after Metacom was hunted down and killed. His body was displayed by the colonists as a warning to other tribes. The effects of the war were devastating for both sides, especially for Native Americans. An estimated 5,000 natives, about 40% of the native population in southern New England, died from fighting, starvation, and disease. Many survivors were sold into slavery in the Caribbean or forced into submission. In the long term, the war broke native power in New England. After 1676, English settlers expanded more rapidly with less resistance. The balance of power had shifted permanently, and Native American independence in the region was largely destroyed. King Philip's War was not just a fight between two groups. It was a desperate struggle over land, survival, and cultural identity. The causes lay in clashing ideas of ownership and growing colonial dominance. The war itself was brutal and destructive, leaving scars on both sides. The war blurred the line between soldiers and civilians. Both sides deliberately targeted non-combatants, destroyed food resources, and used terror to weaken their enemies. In proportion to the population, King Philip's War caused more death and destruction than almost any other war in American history, even worse than the Civil War nearly 200 years later. This conflict reminds us of how quickly cooperation can collapse into violence when trust is lost and resources are threatened. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.